All right, The Masked Singer, we're back.
Yeah.
It is week 7. We're getting down to the wire. We're finally down to 6 celebrities.
And they're all there at once. It's great. Yes. None of this weird back and forth.
I was getting tired of that. So yeah. We have Monster, Lion, Alien, Bee, Rabbit, and Peacock. Mm-hmm. And we're all... These are all people who I really want to know who they are.
Right.
But none more than the alien, because who the fuck is the cop?
Exactly.
That's really what it is. So we had Monster come out, say some things. He performed I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett.
That was a good time.
It was good. Monster's really cemented himself as like one of the top performers on this episode, really.
Absolutely.
Or just in this competition in general. Also Lion, because Lion came out and did Diamond Heart by Lady Gaga, which was good.
Yeah.
Her vocals were really on point.
Yeah, absolutely.
They
always have been, though. Every episode, like, Lion's, I think, has been one of the most consistent vocals.
True. And out of the female performers, I think hers has been the very, like, some of the best every time she's performed.
Right.
Like, I don't think there's been necessarily a bad performance from Lion.
Yeah, I agree.
which is why I think I thought it was Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Just because, like, when you take away the face, it's just like, you only can go off of what they sing. And even though they were saying, like, things in their, clue package, I was still just like, Katy Perry.
You were so determined.
Yeah. But, you know, now I'm shifting away from that because I'm like, is it Katy Perry? Like, voice tells me Katy Perry, but the package tells me something else.
Yeah. And the judges are finally starting to give actual good guesses, which is refreshing.
Yeah. Because, I mean, in the beginning, they were just throwing out random bullshit, and you're just really?
Yeah.
Like Raven Simone 15 times.
Oh my god.
Because it's like, really? Have you not heard Raven Simone? But anyway, Alien came out and sang X's and O's. Probably one of the weaker performances of the night.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't as strong as Alien has been in the past.
Yeah, I agree.
Which is weird. I don't know. I feel like every time someone has, like, a weaker, like, they do a weaker performance or a performance of a song that seems a little less in their wheelhouse, that's usually whenever they go home.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like, I feel, I wouldn't be surprised if the show was like, sing this song, knowing full well that it's going to screw them over.
Yeah. Like, they tell them, they're like, do this. Oh, no, it'll be great for you. There's just one person in the back. It's just like, oh, no, it'll be good. You'll love it.
Yeah. Well, because then the same thing happened the next episode as well.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to spoil that. Damn it. This track. What next episode? I wouldn't know. I haven't seen that one yet.
So B came out and sang What's Love Got to Do With It by Tina Turner.
What's love?
Really cementing her place as definitely an older black female singer.
Yes.
Because, like, she's done a lot of
Tina Turner?
Like, that would be so stupid. It's like, why would Tina Turner come out and sing her own goddamn song?
Still be funny.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, that would be great if, like, someone came out and sang their own fucking song.
Yeah.
And then they're like, that's not you.
No one recognizes them.
That's not you. It's like, no, that's me.
Sings it in a slightly different pitch. No one will recognize me.
Sing it in a mask. No one will recognize you. Rabbit came out and did Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. Which...
I honestly don't remember it at all.
I don't really either. But, like, thinking back on it, it just really, brings home that, detail about them saying, like, they were in a boy band. Just because I feel like boy band, especially, because boy bands were popular in the 90s and, like, early 2000s.
Right.
So, all of those guys were, like, somewhere, like, they were, I feel like they were all, like, in their 20s, maybe?
Yeah, probably.
Like, either late teens or early 20s.
Yeah, I think mostly low 20s.
Yeah, so a lot of them grew up listening to, like, older music and stuff like that. So a lot of them have, like, a love for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't surprise me that someone from a boy band would sing a song like Stevie from Stevie Wonder.
Right.
Or like the week before we did that, was it the week before we did that song with Poison or something?
I do not remember.
Okay, no, it wasn't last week. It was like 2 weeks before we sang Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe. Mm. So, I mean, like, it doesn't surprise me that that kind of singer would sing something like that.
Right.
But, you know. And then Peacock came out and sang Can't Feel My Face by The Weeknd.
That was a weird performance.
That was weird. It wasn't that great either.
No.
It was one of those things where
it's another one of those instances of, like, not the best song for you.
Yeah. I feel like Peacock has been picking songs to try and throw people off of what he is, of, like, who he is.
Yeah. So because they're doing these big performing songs.
Yeah. So I feel like Peacock is doing the opposite of what B is doing, because B is, like, picking these songs that are, like, these songs that are, like, kind of old classics. Like, I don't even know if it's Motown, per se, but, like, Motown-adjacent classics type stuff like that. While Peacock is just like, oh, I don't want people to think I'm of a certain age. I want to throw them off of, like, who I am and be like, I'm a chameleon. And then do something like, fucking, I Can't Feel My Face.
Yeah.
To which I'm like, okay, I guess. But, you know, it is what it is. I think they didn't do any, like, fun clue things with this, did they?
No, they just... I think this was the one where they did truth bombs. But it was just them saying something about themselves. I'm a human person.
They just give, like, random details about themselves.
Yeah.
Which are always, like...
really vague.
They're always super vague.
That usually ended, but I'm just a normal person, just like you.
I'm just a normal girl. It's like when you open up a copy of Us Weekly and they're just like, celebrities, they're just like us.
But with masks.
Yeah. I wish they would do that. They're like, they're just like us. And it's just like celebrities wearing masks and pumping gas.
Oh my god.
It looks like The Purge.
Sounds like some Shia LaBeouf kind of thing he would do. It's like pumping gas while wearing a mask.
That does sound like something he would do. Mm-hmm. Shia LaBeouf seems so weird, but at the same time, I'm so interested in him.
Yes, I agree.
I'm like, I really just want to... I want to sit down and have, like, a normal conversation with him.
What if Peacock is Shia LaBeouf?
Well, that would be quite the reveal. So, yeah. Who do we think people are at this point? Because, I mean, with B, I definitely know it's an older black musician lady.
So, honestly, none of my opinions have really changed this episode. They were all, like, if I had an opinion before, I still agree with that. If I didn't have an opinion, I have no more knowledge than I did prior.
I mean, Monster, I still have no clue. Lion, I still am leaning towards Katy Perry, but I could be wrong. Alien, I don't really know. I don't really know.
I still just really want Alien to be Paris Hilton.
Just because you want Paris Hilton to be a cop?
Yes!
I would love a show. What if they did a Reno 911 reboot with Paris Hilton?
I would so watch that.
That would be so
Paris great. Hilton and Nicole Richie. Reunite them!
It's so basically just The Simple Life.
Yes, I would watch the hell out of it.
It's The Simple Life, but instead they're committed to being cops for a full season.
It's all I want to watch.
That would be fun.
Right?
Or a narrative movie where they go to Police Academy.
Oh my god, yeah.
I think that's a movie. It's just called Police Academy. So just a reboot of Police Academy with Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie.
Yes, please. Yes, please. Yeah, I'm so here for it.
Also Lindsay Lohan.
I will be writing a pitch.
And maybe Amanda Bynes. Let's throw random people in there.
My god.
Let's throw random female actresses that we've all loved in the past in there. Rabbit, I still think it might be Nick Lachey. Like,
I don't know who that is.
From 98 Degrees.
Oh yeah, we had this conversation earlier.
Yeah, you know
what? But, like, I don't know anyone in boy bands. Like, I don't know people. Chad.
I still don't understand how you don't know who Nick Lachey is. Like, did you never...
I knew of 98 Degrees, but I didn't really listen to them much. So they... Yeah, I have no idea who anyone in there is.
But you never saw Newlyweds on MTV when he was married to Jessica Simpson?
Nah.
That's crazy to me. This is Nick Lachey.
He's a weird looking man. Okay. He looks a little like a thumb.
Okay. Well,
I'm not wrong. You can't deny it.
I'm not wrong. I'm not saying anything one way or another.
You can't confirm or deny.
I can't. Peacock, I still think it's Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, I mean, I can get behind that. I think it's that or Neil Patrick Harris.
I just don't think it's Neil Patrick Harris because his voice... NPH has, like, a very Broadway voice.
Yeah. Well, the main thing that makes me think it is, like, it's, like, the way he talks. The cadence, I guess? So, like, the rhythm of how he talks. It sounds sort of like how Neil Patrick Harris talks. But that's, like, really my only argument. That, and I think it was planted in me because the judges keep going, Neil Patrick Harris! And I'm like, sure, why not?
You've been incepted.
I have, it's true.
So, this week, Alien went home, finally, so we get to figure out who the fuck they are.
Who's the snitch?
Who's the cop? And it was revealed that it's actually LaToya Jackson.
Which two of the judges saw coming, but I sure didn't.
I didn't either. I didn't at all.
I at least knew who she was, so that was refreshing for me.
You're like, I know who LaToya Jackson is.
Yeah, like, I don't know her well enough that I would have been able to guess it.
I'm still shocked but that, like, you know who LaToya Jackson is, but you don't know who Nick Lachey is.
Still, I got nothing.
That's just...
I mean, it took me a minute after you said that. I'm like, who is that? And I'm like, oh, we just had this conversation.
Well, it was LaToya Jackson, and it was quite the reveal. She did great, honestly, throughout,
yeah,
up until this episode where she did X's and O's, and that wasn't that great.
Yeah.
But
I mean, again, that also, I feel like, is a hard song to sing if you don't have a particular kind of voice.
Yeah, because Elle King has a very particular voice.
Yeah.
You know who could sing it? Jennifer Hudson.
That laugh turned into a yawn. I agree.
Well... it is what it is. Well, so tune in next time where we talk more about Masked Singer. We're getting down to the very end. We're finally pulling these masks off these bitches and finding out who they are.
Next week is semifinals.
Yes, two people are revealing their masks.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
I just want to know who all these bitches are.
Hashtag exposed.
Hashtag expose them.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Gucci.
Gucci.